Welcome to Don't Let Go, special episodes from the Brood Insight podcast. I'm your host, Joe Harris, and in these episodes, we're continuing with real, raw, and honest dialogues inspired by Anxiety Mindset Diaries. This isn't just a continuation of the book. It's an ongoing conversation where we tackle the struggles, questions, and breakthroughs that come with experiencing or living with anxiety and PTSD. Whether you're on a journey of healing or seeking to understand someone else's, this space is for you. And remember, your voice matters here. If you have questions or thoughts, I'm here to listen and explore them with you. So let's take this journey together, one step at a time, as we navigate the complexities of anxiety, and most importantly, remind each other that we're not alone. Feel free to head over to joeharris.blog, sign up and join the community, and leave your questions or thoughts there for me. See you soon. Hi, everybody. It's Joe. So this episode today is off the cuff. I am going to just talk honestly and openly about having a bad day. Monday, I woke up and I don't know if it was the weather or something else, but I didn't have a good day. I woke up in a very bad frame of mind. Actually, I didn't. I woke up okay. And then something switched. Either it was my coffee was bad, or I didn't eat food soon enough, or what I ate didn't work. I don't know. But what I'm going to say is it became a day of feeling sad. And I guess what some people would call depressed. As I've said in my book, I don't like the word depressed. I think it's misused, overused, and we kind of have to find maybe a different word for that. Those casual days where we just have the blues, or we didn't get enough vitamins or enough nutrients or enough sunshine or who knows what. I don't know, but it's not real deep depression. But I tell you something, I've not had those types of days in the past. And when I went through the 3 years of PTSD, and have journeyed my way out, I want to continue to talk about what I experience now, because I think the healing from something so deep and dark and emotionally caging of your soul and your spirit and your thoughts and your feelings and your existence is, you know, something huge to overcome and walk out of. And it's not a walk in the park. The truth is, you're going to have some days like that, because now you have this anchor inside that unfortunately is there. And so if something sets you off, that anchor has power, you know, a little bit that can bring you in. And what does it mean? Does it mean something's wrong? Does it mean you haven't healed? Does it mean you haven't grown? Does it mean you slipped? No, I don't think so. It means you hit a bump and you stumbled and you tripped and you need to let it happen. Just let it happen. Look at it, acknowledge it, and let it go. And that's kind of what I did. I knew it. I saw it. I watched it. I went, wow, where is this coming from? I don't think I like this. Is this going to happen every once in a while? Well, that pisses me off, because I really wasn't like this before. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because there isn't, which is why I'm here talking about it. There really isn't anything wrong with having a bad emotional day where you just feel like crap, or, you know, you feel shitty. And some things that still bother you are still there, and they kind of poke the bear, and you got to look at it. That's what it says. I got to look at this a little bit, or maybe I need a break, or maybe I need a rest. Many years ago, I worked in an office. It was completely, seriously, 100%. Nope, there was one man. It was all women, and there was one man. And that's funny. It's a funny dynamic. But you know, women, we're kind of like, we're water signs in astrology, right? We're emotional and we have this thing that happens where we all kind of end up on the same kind of wave energetically. And, you know, we'll talk about other stuff that we don't need to that happens at the same time, we all know. And the president of the company and myself were having a conversation one day and we were saying, because the weather came in, this weather front came in and you could see the shift in the office. You could really feel the shift in how all of us got kind of cranky and sensitive and emotional. There might be something to that, right? This day on Monday, it was like that. It was a crappy day. It got cloudy. It had been full on sunny, hot for weeks, and it got cloudy and cold. And maybe that's all it was. Maybe it had nothing to do with what I had gone through and kind of stumbling. I'm just saying, and I want to talk about it because I think you should hear that. You should hear that there's lots of reasons why we have those days. If you're someone that battles anxieties or struggles sometimes like that, I know there are lots of people who have anxiety struggles and they feel like they need somebody to talk to. 90% of my client base was that. It was crazy. I ended up specializing in anxiety. No, I had no intention, but it just what happened because of how I help people then. And part of this is trying to do the same thing to let you know this is the kind of conversations I would have. And I'm having them for myself now a little bit too. So I'm here to say I got through and I continue to get through. And I know you can. I know you can. Just don't let go. Forgive yourself. Forgive the moment, wake up the next day, and carry on. Get motivated. And if nothing else works, I say find your top favorite songs that make you happy and put them on loud in your house and dance, or literally go outside and take a walk. There's always something that we can do. I'm here for you, and my heart feels for you if you are someone who struggles with any kind of anxiety, heightened anxiety, or PTSD, because it's different for everyone. Yet all of us who do or have understand. Yeah. And so that's what I'm going to do. Be here to speak to it because I now fully understand. Hang in there. Don't let go. Every day is a brand new day. Literally every day. And you know what else? Actually, every minute is a brand new opportunity to shift out and away from whatever that is. Don't let it grab you. Don't let it hold on to you. You have the power. You have the ability. You can. You can. You can. Don't let go. That's it for now. Big hugs. Take care.